Mr. Trump emerged from Walter Reed around 6:30 p.m. wearing a dark suit, a blue tie, and a white face mask, and boarded Marine One for the short flight back to the White House. After landing on the South Lawn, the president climbed the steps of the balcony over the diplomatic entrance, where four American flags had been placed, took off his mask, flashed two thumbs up, and saluted twice for the benefit of television cameras on the ground below. He then entered the building without immediately putting the mask back on, even though staff members were nearby and he could still be contagious, according to medical studies of the virus timeline. At that point, he filmed the video, which was quickly uploaded to Twitter. A separate video set to triumphal music showed Marine One's return and his saluting pose and was posted online within an hour of his landing. The president looked stronger than he did on Friday when he was first taken to the hospital, but he did appear to breathe heavily once reaching the top of the White House stairs. He has been taking steroids that are known to produce a feeling of energy, even exhilaration, while suppressing pain or discomfort. After largely laying off Twitter, his favorite form of communication, for 3 days, Mr. Trump woke up Monday morning and began blasting out a string of messages in all capital letters in machine gun fashion shortly after 6 a.m., amplifying campaign messages like "Law and Order, Vote, Save Our Second Amendment, Vote." By afternoon, he added, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." With the election 29 days away and polls showing him trailing former VP Joe Biden Jr., the Democratic nominee, Mr. Trump appeared eager to be back at the White House to dispel any questions about his capacity. "I was glad to see the president speaking and recording videos over the weekend," Mr. Biden said in a speech in Miami wearing a mask. "Now that he's busy tweeting campaign messages, I would ask him to do this. Listen to the scientists, support masks, support a mask mandate nationwide." He added, "I hope the president's recovery is swift and successful, but our nation's coronavirus crisis is far, far from over."